Well, hello guys. Yeah, I know I'm putting a lot of videos on just lately, but got a little time off work. And some of the videos have turned out alright and some of them are pretty shit. But never mind, here comes another one. Now this one's about news items, and I'll put the links below. Now, if you go back some time, I remember Femon saying, men, all they want is sex all the time. Femons don't need sex. Actually, Femons do need sex, even if it's just for validation. But you can't believe anything a Femon says, can you? Because they said something else. They said, we can do any job a man can do, and we can do it better. Oh yeah? Let's take a look. So there's a fairly large jail in the UK, and in the past 3 years, three Femons have been arrested and put into jail for having relationships with the inmates. Now these Femons were supposed to be the guards, by the way. And yes, this was a male prison. It's funny, isn't it, when a man does this in a Femon sort of jail, he's disgusting. But when a Femon does it, you know, she's just made a mistake. But either way, the whole place is going to have to go to a course on training. Why? Because they didn't know they weren't supposed to go to bed and sleep with these inmates? Well, of course they did. Of course, the trouble is you see a lot of these now, don't you? Femons going with the students, sleeping with them. And these are adults. They know what the laws are. And if you think about it, these are the ones that were caught. But of course, I guess we're supposed to believe these men who were trapped in their cell or whatever forced them into it. It's a bit difficult to tell that one when you're the guard and you're the one giving orders. And that excuse is getting long in the tooth now, and nobody really believes that bullshit from Femons anymore. So here's another picture. And of course, this Femon's wearing a ton of makeup. Nobody's skin looks like that, and there's loads of filters on that as well. But this Femon said she was raped and abducted by a gang of Asians. And she even had a black eye to prove it. A real one. And the picture is on the story. You can look at that. Then there was a protest about it all, and it got quite violent. But it was found out that she lied, and she got the black eye because she hit herself with a hammer. This is how deranged Femons are. To grab attention, to cause drama. She actually hit herself with a hammer. Obviously, quite hard. And because of her lies, she could have caused a riot. Somebody could have got very seriously hurt, or worse. And what she should get is exactly what the men would have got if they'd actually really raped her. And it wasn't all just a complete and utter lie. But of course, that won't happen. She'll get some tablets for a mental illness and be let off, I suspect. And this Femon's only 22 years old. How could you get so screwed up at that young of age? You just remember what this Femon lied about. All Femons everywhere have potential to do this because they don't damn well care about anybody else. They have no moral compass and they're mentally ill and morally dead. Now, here's a story I don't quite get, actually. But this is a Femon. Not a very attractive one, of course. Now, she is a taxi driver. But she keeps on winning at beauty contests. Really? Where could this be? This must be up a mountain in a small village somewhere, I guess. No, this is in an English town. Quite a big one. But she says she wins all these beauty contests and everything, but she's not going to give up her taxi driving. Really? Well, let's just see how much makeup and everything else she can put on and what she looks like when she scrubs up. Nope. It's almost the same, even probably worse, actually. So how can they write stories like this? Because it can't really be true, can it? She can only win it if she's the only one in there. Or the other Femons are absolutely god-awful. I actually didn't actually read the story. Maybe you find something else in the story you can let me know as to how or why she possibly won a beauty contest. Then I think it's a great idea she doesn't give up the taxi driving, because it ain't gonna last. Well, thank you for watching this, and unfortunately, because I'm off tomorrow, I'm going to have some beer, which could cause some problems with me making yet another video. But we'll see. You take it easy, guys.